Proclamation number 7700 of 15th of September, 1960. The Word was in the beginning. In the beginning you were able to hear my Word within you. The eternal love spoke to you. My thoughts radiated into you as strength of love and resounded in you as my Word. You understood me. You were able to think and thus mentally move my words within you. Through this you knew about me myself, about my relationship with you, about my will, and you felt through my word that I was inclining towards you in infinite love in order to make you happy. You recognized me through the word which came forth from me and sounded to you. And you now knew that you were independent beings which had originated in me. And you returned my love hotly and sincerely. You allowed yourselves to be constantly permeated by my love. You exchanged thoughts with me through the word. You asked, I answered, I instructed you and created ever more bliss for you, because you recognized and everything in you is light. And this bliss my word prepared for you, for it was my word that was the connection between the Creator and His creature. They could not see me but they could hear me, and therefore they also knew of my being. They constantly let themselves be permeated by my strength of love and were thereby inexpressibly happy. But my word increased their bliss, for the bond with me is their God and Creator, which was recognizable by them, triggered this overwhelming bliss in them. And my bliss also consisted of the fact that I was able to communicate with the beings created by me, that I was able to impart profound wisdom to them, that I was able to shape them into my images, because the same light, the same strength, which filled me, also had to be in them, and because I now constantly transmitted this to them through my address. The fact that they were now able to hear my word within themselves and thus had a lively spiritual exchange with me could also have protected and preserved them from apostasy from me if I had not also given these beings the ability of thought to evaluate the spiritual knowledge in every direction at their own discretion or of their own free will. Yet for the sake of spiritual freedom this had to be possible, for I wanted to have children next to me but not creatures which could only think in one direction, which were, as it were, machines, albeit created by me in utmost perfection. But my word could have, because it was an emanation of love on my part, also let the being remain in right thinking according to my will, for my word was light in all abundance, and the being was in brightest realization as long as it was able to hear my word within itself. The fact that it then closed itself in free will to the influx of my strength of love, that it was then no longer able to hear my word within itself when it took the path to the abyss, was the result of its wrong thinking under the influence of my adversary, who had likewise heard my word and was unspeakably happy and yet used his thinking ability wrongly and rose up against me. And thus, as soon as the being closes itself off to me in my illumination of love, it is also no longer able to hear my address. It can no longer enjoy the bliss which my word triggered in it, for it no longer hears my word because my word is the expression of my love and because the being rejects this love of mine. But it will always be my word, my address, the expression of my love which flows into a person's heart which opens itself to me and desires to hear me. And my word will constantly resound in infinity, for my love, which will not cease to radiate towards them, will seek to shine everywhere where beings once emanated from me, and anyone who opens himself will also hear my address and be blissfully happy. For my word was in the beginning and will be for all eternity. And whether heaven and earth also pass away, my word will stand and ring out to all beings who want to hear me, who have an intimate connection with their Father, who have therefore become my children, however my aim was in the creation of all beings. Amen.